Well, that didn't take long, ladies and gentlemen. If you've been following the developing situation with this new T app, which apparently shot up to the number one overall app in the App Store, an app that's designed only for women, that's apparently very exclusive to get into. It requires this elongated verification process. And supposedly, this is an app where women spill the tea on men that they dated. And then they'd say, well, it's based off of keeping each other safe, and we have to do this because men are abusive, and it's just all this anti-men feminist garbage. When in reality, 95, probably actually 99% of the app would just be female gossip between scorned women. And you can see apparently within a day, because this thing, maybe it launched a few weeks ago. Apparently, a gay guy launched it, he made it. And he's like, I feel so bad for these women. They need an app to be able to vet men. Because that's really what we need now with the current situation we have in the dating world, where all the same women, the four and fives, they want to date the nines and tens. Let's make it even harder and more pickier to allow them to go on this app, which is apparently just to bash men. And again, it's like, oh, but what if the man is abusive? Women should be able to tell each other. Yeah, that's probably like 1% of the cases on these apps. Most of it's just women that are very angry if they get broken up with. They're going to go on. And it's legitimately, as far as I know, it's like a profile. Like if you're a guy and you've dated women, they make a profile of you. And I guess underneath it, they say things. And so it's funny because there's now a male version of it, which is called Box Score, which is basically the same thing, but the inverse, where men go on the app to talk about the women and their body counts and things like that. But look at what happened. This was only like a day after it went viral, this big T app and women defending it. And it's just, it's a very, I guess, small amount, but it's just funny because it's all online stuff. You can see apparently there was a data breach and it wasn't even really a hack if you look at what people were saying on 4chan and how this got figured out. And so there's a verification and the women's photos are leaking, and I guess it's the usual suspects in terms of who these women are that go on these apps just to dox and bash men and try and tell other women, oh, you shouldn't date this man because of X, Y, or Z. Again, we already have a huge problem with dating in general with among young people. Let's just make it even harder. And all of these photos got leaked by an anonymous poster, an anon on 4chan. And apparently they said it wasn't even hard. They weren't even secure. They just went in. It wasn't even an official hacking because of how unsecure how they were saving this information within this website apparently was. And then the data files and everything. And it was very easy to get to. And so it's just hilarious that this app comes out. It's to bash men, to make it to where, oh, all these women go on. And it's like a hive mind thing. It's mainly femcels. They go on, they say all these men are terrible. The man's got like a profile under it. They all comment stuff. And the app immediately pretty much gets, they're doing photo verification. I mean, you have to do that. If it's an app and it's only for women, you're going to have to do some crazy type of verification. But this just kind of illustrates that you've got the approval rating among Gen Z by gender for Donald Trump. The men, it's plus 17, the women, it's minus 20. A lot of that has to do, I mean, that's just a general thing. Men are going to be more conservative than women, but there's other ingredients at play. A bigger one being college, the amount of women that go to college. You've got some of the, I mean, these, apparently they had to photo ID their driver's license to have the identification, the verification. A U.S. Department of Defense employee has been found in the leak from the T app. Yeah, and we're not surprised there. And then supposedly this is all the location. Although I don't think this is real. They were saying this is all the location of the people, all the people on the app. And I don't think this is real, honestly, because if you look at this, it was like people were saying, oh, it's just random fields in like Montana and nobody lives in these areas. So I don't think I don't I'm not sure if that's actually real there. You've also got this. T app users on Reddit are furious because their photos are now being spread behind their backs. Well, kind of like, doxing men on the internet with this app. I mean, that's what it was specifically designed to do. men are posting pictures of women from the T app, and I'm losing my mind. The T app got hacked, and they're posting the selfies of women making fun of them. I feel sick. Women can't have anything to have comfort. I mean, what even was, you can't have anything to have comfort. It was just an app where 99% of women were gossiping and bashing men and trying to convince, it's like fem cells trying to convince other fem cells not to date a certain man. I mean, this is pure internet online brain rot slop. That's what this app is. And they dress it up like, oh, it's to keep women safe. It's because they abuse women and sexual stuff. Yeah, it's like 1% of probably the gossip on that app. It's probably, oh, his dick is small. He's 5'7". That's what it is. It's all the low-hanging fruit bullshit. That's what these things turn into. The only way forward is 4B, ladies. That's another big thing with feminism. I mean, you know, there was a good comment that was made by someone that I saw. And they were like, well, if you look at the birth rate decline in the United States, yeah, it's happening, but it's not happening among conservatives. It's happening among liberals. Liberals are far below their level that they need to sustain, you know, their population. And so they believe with this feminism, I mean, that's what it's going to result into. Look at South Korea, the birthplace of feminism. They're going extinct. When your belief system or your ideology or whatever you want to call feminism, your worldview creates extinction, it's probably not very good. It's probably not very good. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. They got artificial wombs now, because that'll be great, right? And then this is going viral. It's a complete monstrosity. This is Obama's library. It's the presidential library. They're finally building the Obama one. And this is like modern Soviet brutalist architecture. That's what Obama's father would be proud. That's what I tweeted out. Obama's father would be proud. I mean, he was like a communist. It's well known. Obama said he never met him. But, I mean, what is this? There's barely, I mean, I don't know who approves this, why Obama would want a building this ugly. There's no windows. It's just, it's very strange. But yeah, this is Obama's library. And it almost looks like a prison in a certain sense. And maybe there's some windows that are being installed up there. Get some natural light into the building, but I mean, just look at the sides of this thing, just like one giant cell. But I thought that was funny looking at that. You also have Democrats have their lowest rating from American voters in 35 years. Yeah, so you're going to continue to see stuff like this with Democrats. They've got no real leader. Now the thing is I keep stressing, when you're talking about overall party approval, it's kind of irrelevant, because right now the races that are happening in 2025, they're all localized. And so you're not really going to see anything crazy when it comes to this playing out until at least the 2026 midterms. And then even then, it's a little bit different. But it is, you know, it's interesting to see the Democrats so unpopular at this point. And certainly Republicans are also unpopular, and Trump is facing some stuff. But at least Republicans have a leader within their party. And I think that's a big difference right now between both of them. I know Newsom is trying to step up. Newsom, again, was making a big stink yesterday about Donald Trump cheating in the midterms with the redistricting, which is, you know, gerrymandering. Both parties do it, but then they throw a fit about it. But that's just more Newsom calling out Trump to try and get clout. It's so obvious. Newsom is already running in 2028. He's running his campaign right now. So it's important to understand that. But overall, I just wanted to talk about the T app. And it's funny how they create this app that supposedly is supposed to keep women safe. And, you know, it's all gossip. It's all crap. And then it gets leaked, and it's like, oh, they elaborately hacked it. Well, no, the dude just went in, and there was no actual security, and the entire thing's a total mess. I guess the app is still running. We'll see if this male version of the app comes out. But either way, guys, that is going to do it for this video. Make sure you follow me on X. Link to that's always in the description.